Hold your horses. I need to see what it looks like against Baltimore. And it didn't look like it. It didn't look good against
MVP
Baltimore.
Conversation.
But he was just saying, I just don't. He like wavered off of Brock. Like wavered. We're like, wow, Brock. And Baldy does like Brock. It's okay for me to be worried about $60 million. I didn't say not pay him. I didn't say I don't want to pay him. I said I'm just a little worried about it. That's it. I'm a little worried about it. I think it's a very good player, though. I really do. But now I'm really intrigued with everybody else being intrigued. And now I'm on that train. You got room for me on the train? I'm on the train now to see what it looks like without all these players on the quote-unquote Avengers that everybody calls this team. Oh, I don't even know where that came from. But the Avengers, three of them may be out. McCaffrey, Debo, and Kittle. What does it look like? But Shanahan says they don't ask Purdy to do too much.
We never asked Brock to really do too much. We asked him to do the play that's called. If nothing's there, what are your options after that? You scramble, you throw things away. Sometimes you take a sack. Things you always try to do is not turn it over. But nothing really changes when you're missing guys. It's game plan can sometimes change, but not what you ask the quarterback to do.
Did they ask Brady to do a lot?
Who?
New England.
The first couple of years, no.
Okay.
And then once Brady got seasoned, It was time to go. He read everything.
Well, why can't the same be said about Brock for right now?
But we know Shanahan's track record where he doesn't allow his quarterbacks to do that. Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, everybody. He wants to control things. He's a control freak.
You're a high-level loser, bro.
I'm just speaking facts here. That's it. Don't let the facts get in the way. These are the facts of Shanahan. We got plenty of data. Plenty of data.
He's the winningest coach for the Niners in terms of overall wins since George Seifert.
Trust me, I don't want to lose.
He's been awesome.
I know.
I have the same questions, too. Is he going to win it all?
I'm with you with Shanahan.
Can he win it all? Will he ever win it all? Is he going to understand clock management? Right. Like, I'm frustrated with those things, too. All right? But I'm also a married man who's lived a little. And I realize that Mr. Perfect and Mrs. Perfect don't exist. And sometimes, you know, you get about 95% of the way there, and You're great. Don't try to chase perfect, right? You're chasing Mr. Perfect or Mrs. Perfect, and you're going to keep searching the rest of your life.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game.
I love you, Michelle. You're perfect.
KGMG, FM, and HG1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. That's why I let that one breathe.
I don't know, Joe.
So I think about this all the time. Let me ask this. I think about this all the time, okay? Would I rather be the Miami Marlins? And when I say that, people are like, you get into the playoffs, and when you do, they've been, I think, three or four times, but two of them they've won it all, and just be dog poop for a decade? Or would you rather be what we've been the last few years? Like, if you were presented with the two options.
Yeah, of course you'd rather be the Giants, because it feels like the...
No, the Niners, I'm saying. Niners.
Miami Marlins
on the door
and the Niners? Yeah, nobody would want to be the Marlins.
That's what I'm saying. No. And, like, look, of course I want to win one, and it sucks, and I don't want to come out of this era without a Super Bowl. Of course, I want these players to all have one. I look back at the Harbaugh era with sadness. As much as it made me so happy and so proud of my team and everything, like, I also am extremely sad that they never had that moment, right? And so, but it's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all.
I have to ask this question to you. I have to ask it. Thanks to TC for it, but 415, Shasky, would you rather be a high-level loser for 10 years or win 1 year, be a low-level winner for 9 years?
You're a high-level loser, bro.
I'd rather be the consistent guy over 10 years. I like being consistent, and you can make a lot of money and win a lot of games to be consistent. And you got to be in the mix every year.
You got to be in the mix. Shanahan's been fine.
You got to be in the mix. That's the business strategy.
But I just find it alarming to me.
I don't want
to
be a one-hit wonder. I don't want to be Soulja Boy. I'd rather be Mac Dre. I'd rather be the Underground King.
Soulja Boy made a lot of money.
That's what I'm saying.
A couple songs, too.
This is what I would rather be.
Yeah, you got a couple songs. It's a couple.
Get silly?
You got a couple. I'm not bumping Soulja Boy. Remember with Steph Curry? He got shouted out by Soulja Boy. Steph was like, I don't know if I'm really feeling that song. Let's go to Father Time in Napa. Father Time, what's happening here on the roast?
What a morning. I got to say right off the bat that if somebody doesn't copyright or protect high-level loser, it's the most missed opportunity of all. Talk about financials. Incredible. If I told my wife I'm a high-level loser and she's like, yeah, cool, all she wants is consistency. She doesn't need us to go
Thank you.
Castle. Unbelievable. So a couple things. I won't hit you with any haikus, I promise. You know, no call of the week for me. You know, let me say it one more time. Please, I am not comparing Brock Purdy to Joe Montana in terms of what they're doing, what they did, whatever. But I'm sure both of you at one point took the SAT, you know, and the SAT, you know, so you had your math and you had your reading and comprehension. So math, both Joe Montana and Brock Purdy and Tom Brady, a lot of these guys, they didn't score well. They're fine. And so compare the math to like your 40, you know, your shuttle times, whatever. But the reading and comprehension, off the charts, perfect score. And that's an important trait for a quarterback. That's all I'm saying about Brock Purdy. He has a skill set that a lot of the quarterbacks in the league do not have.
If you were to ask me, would you rather have the elite arm or the elite brain for quarterbacking? I'm talking quarterbacking. Give me the brain all day. And at a younger age, I would have said, give me the arm. No. Give me the brain.
Right. We're in agreement on that. So the second part is like the human nature thing that I want to briefly address. Patrick Peterson is an all-time great. I mean, that number 7 in white for LSU, oh my gosh. Like an amazing, amazing player. Patrick Peterson never won a Super Bowl, right? Kirk Morrison never sniffed a Super Bowl. So there's this jealousy element, which is kind of weird when you think about pro sports. It's like, well, you know, he's his quarterback. Well, it comes down to quarterbacks get all the credit and all the blame, and everybody else thinks, oh, he's just a 6'1.5", 6'9.5",
wait a minute,
quarterback, and he can't throw outside the box.
You think these guys are jealous? Kirk Morrison and
Patrick Peterson?
Jealous.
I think it's crazy.
Didn't we kind of see this with Steph? Not that Brock is Steph. That's not what I'm saying. But, like, jealousy in sports is a real thing.
It is a real thing.
Lincecum? There were a lot of Lincecum haters.
Well, there's haters everywhere.
Oh, he doesn't. I mean, Greg Maddux is a guy that I always think about. Greg Maddux all the time. Greg Maddux never threw the hardest at all, okay? Was never the most sexy. He was quirky and weird, and it felt like Greg Maddux didn't get his real just due until like 7 years into his career, 8 years into his career. It was like undeniable.
The Friday Flush, I don't have a read for that, so we're just going to do that. You can read it. Go ahead, Lubman. Don't go crazy. You got the headphones all around your neck, man. You're about to break stuff in the studio. How about you read it and introduce the segment, Lubman?
Well, it's going to be brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain, as you know, Bonte Hill. And this week, as we're going to do every week starting going forward today, this is the worst take of the week that we heard, basically. We're going to flush it down. And this week, it's courtesy of one, Mel Kiper Jr.
Well, I grew up with the best of the National Football League, 60s, 70s, into the 80s. You're talking about deep shots, right? The go route, the 9 route post. You're talking about Terry Bradshaw in a Super Bowl hitting John Stallworth. You see Leroy Irvin diving, right? Just off his finger. There's the receiver. They laid it out there, right? Hit the receiver in stride. 65-yard touchdown. It's a beautiful thing to watch. That's what I want to see brought back to the National Football League. Okay? Check down kings. Bubble screen sensations. Boring football. Game manager, I get it, but I want to see those deep shots. That's what the NFL was built on. I grew up with John Unitas, Fran Tarkington, Ken Stabler, Daryl LaMonica. You know, you talk about quarterbacks, Joe Namath. It was just right. Brett Favre when he was doing what he did. Burt Jones with the Baltimore Colts. You think about those quarterbacks who would throw the ball down the field. I said what Bradshaw did was Stallworth and Swan, Roger Staubach. That's what I want to see brought back. Say, well, you can't do that, right? Well, you got a 5-yard rule with the quarterbacks, right? The Mel Blount rule, right? Now with the push thing with Hurts, you got to be a yard back now. So don't tell me you can't have those safeties closer to the line of scrimmage than they are.
Get the read, because I don't have it. What's the read?
Is Mel Kiper Jr. a low-level loser?
Well, that was the Friday Flush presented by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. For all your flowing water plumbing needs, check out their website at flowingwater.net.
Nah, you're a high-level loser, bro.
Nah, he's not a high-level loser. He's just a rich loser.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Jim Patrick Peterson, what'd he say? Almost passed out hearing that? All right. We got one more segment. Michael Pacifica, Bob and SF. We're going to get you all. 888-957-9570. No, we are having legitimate conversations. This is sports radio, man. What do you expect? You don't think they're talking like this in the bars or the barbershop? It's cut up with a game brought to you by Fremont Bank. Celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. More to game. More to game. Four down territory. More to game. Must win for the Niners, yay or nay? 888-957-9570. That's what's coming up here on 95.7 The Game.
How do you like that, Mr. Bonte?
Level loser, bro.
Possibly.
Come on, man. You got Larry Jr. in the building. You listen to the Morning Roast, and we're doing numbers, man. Good job, Morning Roast. Sock it to me.
How do you like that, Mr. Bonte?
Hey, is it the Morning Roast or the Morning Panic?
I've been standing firm.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
I didn't say you were panicking. I didn't say I was panicking, but I can feel the
You've
panic
You've been a little panicky today.
No, I haven't been a little panicky. It's
there
urgency.
There's a couple no throws urgency today.
There's, well, Purdy's had six of them so far this season. Honest to God, I got a tracker.
When I seen him throw that ball, I was like, oh my God.
So here's where I need
context.
Has
he not had six no throws?
Yeah, but did,
but it's okay.
How many for Mahomes this year?
Yeah,
because he's had a lot. He's throwing ugly picks.
Oh yeah, no doubt. But I'm not worried about Mahomes right now.
Of course.
I'm not worried about Mahomes.
You're allowed to have a few bad throws when you have three Lombardis.
Right. But on the Yodo tracker, and I'm saying, I'm not, you know, just, you know it, and I know it. There's a scoreboard. There's a scoreboard.
Uh-huh.
As Guru always says, there's a scoreboard, and there's a Guru scoreboard.
Okay.
Right now, we got the scoreboard with Rams Niners.
Uh-huh.
We got the Purdy scoreboard. There's another scoreboard with Brandon Ayuk. There's scoreboards all over the place. And right now, on the Brock Purdy scoreboard, the Niners are 1-1.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes to the GBO no throws, Purdy has 5-6 no throws. That's it. It's okay. It's okay, staring down receivers, holding on to the ball too long. These are what everybody's saying. All the Baldy, everybody. I'm not discrediting the guy. The guy's playing some really good football. I like Brock Purdy. I really do. I want this guy to win. I want him to stick it to everybody for being a last draft pick. But let's be real. We got to keep it real. Okay? Like, you know.
I'm happy with Brock Purdy.
Listen, I've learned in television, we're doing the Warriors pre- and post-game show, sometimes you got to dress things up. Sometimes you got to look beyond the box score. You got to dress things up.
Oh, I'm aware. For
Chauncey.
Yeah, you know?
I'm aware. Last Warrior season, I was very aware things were being dressed up.
Well, you should have been aware the last 4 years because we do it with the best of them, right? You got to know how to. That's why I think I missed my call. I should have been a lawyer.
I know. That third year is so important.
but we've dressed it up for Brock Purdy. We went through the week without blaming Shanahan, blaming Ayuk, blaming the defense, blaming Sorensen.
When you lose, everyone gets blamed.
But you know what? It's okay to say Brock Purdy had about 5-0 no throws. It's okay. That 50 was banging, though. Hey, you came in with that. Can you play that again? Because it got me going.
He just destroyed John.
I know. He just got me going, man. 408's right. That came in hot.
Yeah.
That came in hot.
Where is John?
SoFi Stadium.
It's easy to see when you
look at me. We got a game. We got urgency in the NFL. Urgency now.
I do kind of need Ricky Pearsall to come back to Many Men. Like, just his own intro, like it's a wrestling thing.
That's what the Vikings were blasting after they beat the Niners last week.
Why were they playing that?
I don't know. Maybe that's their thing after everyone now.
Okay.
The victory cigars for AP.
It's so crazy. Like, and I know society now, it's like, you're either a Republican or a Democrat. You're either a liberal or whatever. We're all over the place. Like, it's one or the other.
Conservative.
Do you know, like, most people are, like, kind of in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, the world doesn't suck all the time, all right? Not everything is awful and not everything is perfect, you know? Like, I pick and choose my spots. I look at Brock Purdy and I'm saying, like, he's really good. Like, I don't know. Is he one of the top five players on the planet? He's played like that. But, like, would I swipe him for this guy or that guy? And what would we look like with this coach? I don't know. But I know he's really good. And
no,
he's the best quarterback I've seen here with this guy, Kyle Shanahan, calling plays in a long time. I'd say the entire tenure. You know, could he get worse, get better? Sure. I think he'll get better over time. You know, does the personnel around him change? I don't know. We'll see. He's really freaking good. And I understand people want the best. Believe me, I get all that. Because you know who you've lost to? The best. And it sucks. Because he's Mahomes. And he's like, he's not even once in a generation. He feels like once in multiple generations. You know? And it's really difficult. And I just think about how thin the margins are. And I'm like, just because you lose to that guy in the way that you did in the overtime doesn't negate how good everything is.
No doubt.
No, I'm not saying you, but for the people out there.
No, when you just said, though, I can't wrap my brain around it. I banged my head in because Sawal, hypothetical, hypothetically, that I bang my head against the wall because, yeah, we lost to Mahomes, and that's the excuse. But no, we saw how those games played out. The Niners, in my opinion, blew those games.
Philly's saying the same thing.
They blew them.
Philly's like, hey, we had you beat, okay?
They did blow it.
You know,
Philly did blow but it. And we sung about it all the next day.
Yeah, but history doesn't care if you blew.
No, I know it doesn't.
You know,
like, but I just, we
Cincinnati
know it,
saying we had first and right. goal. First and goal in 1981. That's what Cincinnati's saying.
They are.
Cincinnati saying, but they were also winning in 1988.
But Cincinnati was also down 20-0 in that Super Bowl.
I know. I'm just
so they were also down 20-0. They shot themselves in the foot, and dug a big hole there. Somebody, I was going to read this. I've been reading me read this. 415, Bonte Shasky, Cindy Bubble text line. We should play more into the flush segments at the end of the week and call it the biggest dumps.
It's a visual. Not sure if I like it, but I get where he's going.
Huh?
Maybe call it Mr. Hanky?
How do you like that, Mr. Bonte?
Bob and SF, he's been on hold for a long time,
hey,
and I appreciate
Thanks
the patience,
for being patient.
Bob. Thank you so much. The runway's yours. You got 2 minutes to spiel about whatever you want to spiel about.
All right. I love the show, guys. You guys are amazing. Okay, three quick things. Number one is every year only one team can win. So does that mean the rest of the league is just high-level losers, right?
Thank
That's
you.
What I'm trying to figure out. Unfortunately, Spagnuolo is Shanahan's kryptonite. You know, that's the only way I can cut it, you know. But we did give up the leads, right? So we had the lead in the fourth quarter every game. So go figure that one out. What do these guys want? Do they want to go back to the Erickson years when Dr. York single-handedly dismantled the Niners, right, for the most part? And then Nolan tried to build it up, but he only got so far. And then Singletary came in, and it wasn't until Harbaugh had that talent and did something with it. So, you know, these guys need to, like, study a little history before they come out and start talking about all that. But it's an opinion. I understand that. But, you know, come on. Shanahan and Lynch are among the best in the league at building a team and running a team. And I'm happy where we are. I'm not happy we haven't won, but I'm happy where we are every year. And it's because of the talent they built up. It's because of the knowledge of what they have. And, you know, let's give them a break. This is only third week.
I'm with you, Bob. Hey, Bob, you know what? There was a lot of truth to that, and I'm laughing a lot because high level losers are some of the funniest things. I'm laughing.
You're a high level loser, bro.
Dude, I think it's so damn ridiculous that we're labeling Shanahan. Shanahan's been awesome. Shanahan has been awesome. He surpassed Jim Harbaugh. He surpassed Jim Harbaugh as coach of the 49ers on the ranking list. If we're doing all the rankings, or we're talking about Fred Warner, Patrick Willis, and Brock Kaepernick, Garcia, all this stuff. Shanahan has been the better head coach. Through all the rocky times, when we think about to the get-right games against the LA Rams, and Cam Emmitt brought up the hat trick by Christian McCaffrey, they were 3-4 at that point, and they didn't know what they were. And they went to the bye week at 4-4, and they rolled after that. You know what I'm saying? Shanahan has been excellent. Now, there's flaws in this game, and there's holes in this game. The drop back passing game seems to be a flaw. Clock management seems to be a flaw. But for the most part, Shanahan's been awesome. Well, and so that's why I'm laughing, because the high-level loser comment, it's really ridiculous.
But can I also say the same about Brock? So, like, for example, like I get where it was saying, like, oh, you pay him. It makes it harder to build your team. Like, all right. So let's just say you don't pay him. All right? And let's say you go back into the draft. I mean, don't we know firsthand how difficult it is to go through the draft?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, just since 2021, you tell me who's good. Just forget who can play. Who's good? Trevor Lawrence? Is he good?
The verdict's still out on him.
Okay, Zach Wilson. How about Trey Lance? How about Justin Fields? How about Mac Jones? How about Kyle Trask? Kellen Mond? Davis Mills?
Kellen Mond still in the league?
Exactly.
Mills not a bad backup in Houston, though. He looked good in the preseason.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's a good quarterback.
Let's go.
And you know what? Davis Mills in the Trey Lance game wasn't bad. Wasn't bad at Levi's.
Let's go to 2022. Okay, so maybe one guy. Trevor Lawrence, the verdict is out. Okay, one guy from one draft. Kenny Pickett, is he any good? Exactly. How about Desmond Ridder? How about Malik Willis?
Verdict's still out.
Matt Corral? Sam Howell? Bailey Zappe? Brock Purdy? Brock Purdy's good.
Yeah.
I think Brock Purdy's better than Trevor Lawrence, okay? We could argue about situations and all that. Just straight up. Now this year, okay, or this last year, Bryce Young.
We don't know yet. I'm willing to grant you that.
Right. There are a lot of people writing him off.
Yeah, there's a lot of people writing him off. No doubt. Okay. But a lot of those same people wrote off Baker Mayfield.
Sure. Sure.
How are they feeling now about Baker?
C.J. Stroud. I think we all feel pretty good. I mean, okay, Anthony Richardson.
I'm not high on him at all. Okay. I thought going into the draft, yeah, it is very early. It's very early. He's had some injury histories. I didn't like the young man at Florida, but you know, my quarterback evaluations are hit or miss anyway, like 40% rate. Right? So don't listen to me.
The ghost of trade land.
Will Levis. He sucks. Hendon Hooker.
I don't know. I don't know yet. He's got a new coordinator, new coach. Yeah, right. Let me see it for you.
He sucks. Jake Haner. Is he good? No.
We haven't seen him in a regular season game.
I saw him in preseason. He stinks. How about Aiden O'Connell? You don't want to pay Brock Purdy. I'll listen to that. You want to go back in the draft?
Or maybe.
Brock Purdy is the reason Kyle Shanahan has job stability.
Right. Lubb and I were talking yesterday about the show. It's like, man, I don't want to argue just to argue because, well, this is one of those situations where I'm just going to take the other side just to be a devil's advocate. You don't pay Purdy. What happens with Kirk Cousins in Atlanta? Hold on. Let me finish.
Okay.
And Rodgers in New York City. And dare I say, because we know, this is a fact. We know this. Does Shanahan and Lynch not like Sam Darnold? He's going to be a free agent after the season. I'm just playing devil's advocate. If you don't pay Brock Purdy, would it be cheaper to go get Sam? Because we know Shanahan loves Sam Darnold. I'm just saying.
Are you serious?
I don't want Sam Darnold. I'd rather have Brock Purdy. But did Sam Darnold not look good with some competent weapons around him?
It was a great week.
Did the voice of the 49ers on the radio side said, well, I thought about Sam Darnold replacing Brock Purdy during the Green Bay game.
So we're going to go for 41-year-old, turning 42-year-old next year, Aaron Rodgers, or 37-year-old, turning 38-year-old, Kirk Cousins, or 2 games in Minnesota, Sam Darnold, when everyone would have laughed. I hear you. We're a long way away from that.
I agree we are.
We've got 30 games of Purdy. He's been better than those guys.
And you're saying if you don't pay him, who's available? We do know Shanahan loves Sam Darnold. It would be that building likes Sam Darnold. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I would take Sam Darnold over Brock Purdy. I want to make myself clear there. But there's a lot of smoke with Sam Darnold. Hell, so much smoke that some people thought Sam Darnold was going to beat out Brock Purdy in training camp.
Then why didn't they keep him?
Couldn't afford him. They wanted to.
Well, I got a question really quick. Sorry to cut you off there, Shasky. So, you know, we're talking about when it comes to paying Brock Purdy, but he's eligible for an extension next year. I don't believe he is a free agent next year. So, I mean, obviously there's a desire to pay Brock Purdy, but is it like 100% set in stone? They absolutely have to pay Brock Purdy. Like, don't they have other options?
Can.
Franchise tag,
yeah,
or just
can
like
franchise
play
tag
the last year?
Yeah,
like,
tag yes.
So I mean, it's not absolutely necessary that
$60 million 1 year.
There you go. So I'm just saying, we're this ironclad. Like, you have to pay Brock this next offseason, or you move off of him when it might not be that ironclad in that situation.
Real quick, the franchise tag for quarterbacks this past year was $38.301 million.
Well, and Baker got a 3-year, $100 million deal, right? And he's obviously outperforming early on. He's outperforming the deal, and they feel pretty good about it. And he was in a different place, right? It was a reclamation project. He had a really good year, and people felt really good about him. I mean, just like, it's week three. We're in week three with Brock, and he's been brilliant for 30 games. He had a bad one.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know?
No doubt.
If he has 7 bad ones, I'll start listening to that conversation. I feel like we are way ahead of ourselves.
Is this game on Sunday going to sway people's minds on how they feel about Brock Purdy? Because, as you mentioned in the first hour of the show, a lot of people want to see Purdy without these premium weapons. Now, we've seen him without a couple premium weapons last year, and it wasn't pretty. Deebo and Trent Williams, they went 17-17-17. He threw 5 picks. What's going to happen Sunday? If he balls out, you think that sways people's minds saying, you know what, Brock Purdy's our guy. Does he have to prove it on Sunday? Because now I'm starting to think it's a bigger game for him than Brandon Ayuk.
The great players have to prove it week in, week out, yearly. Dak Prescott's had a really good career. What does everyone say? Do it again. Now do it in the playoffs. Well,
he's got to do it. He's got to do it in the playoffs for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, the great players have to do it year in, year out. It's never 1 week. Now, I think this is a big one. And here's the irony of it is that he's in a no-win situation because even if they win this week, you know what they'll say? Oh, we got to move the goalposts. Do it for a full season. Yeah. Do it without Trent Williams.
No, I tell you what it is.
Do it with Sam Lubman as your center.
No, you know what they're going to say? The Rams are beat up. They gave up 231 yards on the ground to Arizona.
Of course.
So, yes, the goalposts will move. You know, and it always does. Every single week. Boy, what a show, man.
Act like you're just sitting here and like it just this all this calamity happened.
How do you like that, Mr. Bonte?
I know. My guy's over here, and he's like, he's got the giant spoon, and he's like Betty Crocker, and he's in the pot just mixing it up. He's the one doing it.
Churning the butter.
Exactly.
Just going where the wind flows. I would rather be the White Sox.
The amount of takes that have happened this week are incredible. I'm the unreasonable one.
Well, you've had a bad
I am rooting against the Giants.
I mean,
hey, one that I'm just going to hold.
Hey, but you know what?
As long as I can, is the Bryce Eldridge one.
Bryce Eldridge
make a couple All-Star games, and I will just
And you know what? To my credit, I haven't dismissed Bryce Eldridge. I said
I'm get a lot of credit for that.
So I'm actually excited about the guy. You get me hyped up about the guy. You got me hyped up about Harrison. You got me hyped up about Casey Smith.
How about Birdsong?
I mean, he went 5 innings back-to-back starts after going like 3 2/3 and 3 strikes. He's been okay.
What?
He's been solid. Let's not say great. Let's not say Blake Snell's great.
That's Blake great. Snell's getting $32 million right. a year.
That's great, though, but he's performing up to his, you know, he's earned that contract. You can make
the argument, and he's been the second-best starter for 4 months now.
No doubt. That was a good take by me. We wouldn't count takes.
What?
Just fire everybody. That Blake Snell is going to ball out in the second half of the season. Be patient.
You can't hold two opinions simultaneously.
No, it wasn't two opinions.
Teams should have traded for him. I wanted to keep him.
I didn't say that. No. Early in the season, in the midst of a storm, when you said, get Blake Snell off my team, get him out of here, he robbed us.
Get
him out of here. When he had the 10 ERA, and he was making excuses and said, hey, folks, be patient. There's the Instagram video out there that they clipped of me saying that, hey, in the second half of the season, he's going to ball out.
Instead of getting eliminated on the 19th of September, we would have been eliminated a week earlier. No,
I'm just saying. It's the same thing. Like, you guys are all taking it so it's crazy. I said, I'm just a little worried about paying Brock Purdy $60 million. I didn't say he wasn't good. I didn't say he wasn't bad. But let's not start picking apart takes. Let's not do that around here. Because, I'm the receipt holder. Ask Hank Shulman last night. Ask some of these people out there.
Why am Hank I Shulman. Asking Hank Shulman?
Because, when I had the Giants
what is going on here?
About having pillars on the team. Uh-huh. And I was like, they don't have any pillars, really. Logan Webb, this guy. And Hank dunked on me, and all these Giants fans told me stick to baseball. And here we are a year later, because Hank threw at Casey Schmidt, Wade Meckler, Montez, and I'm like, whoa.
None of them are good.
Patrick Bailey?
Well, where I stand on Bailey.
Oh, man. So, we want to start picking up our takes. Got to listen to the whole ordeal here. Come on.
Hey, look, if you shoot enough jumpers like Steph Curry, you're going to miss a good amount.
At least I have a take. Not many guys in my position, a radio and television, would have a take. A lot of people straddle the fence because they're afraid of predictions. They're afraid. I'm not. That's what sports is about. And if you're wrong, then you're wrong. Whatever. I'll live. I'll make fun of myself. I'm just well-rounded. Cue the Trey Lance video.
I'd rather be the White Sox.
Cue the Trey Lance video.
One of the greatest lines ever.
I would rather be the White Sox.
God.
Would you rather go 81-81 or would you rather just suck?
I would not rather be the White Sox. I'm going to be honest with you. It's like saying, I'd rather be the Carolina Panthers.
Of course I would rather be the White Sox. They do have cool uniforms, though.
So, you're a high-level loser, bro.
What does that make them?
Low-level loser.
Some people can handle
low-level.
Hey, look. One thing you could say a lot of things about me. I can handle making a wrong prediction. I can handle being off freezing cold takes. I don't care. I don't care because I always have the philosophy. Even when I lose, in the end, I win. I, Bonte Hill, will never lie to you ever again. You got to love that. Gotta love that.
Is the businessman in Bonte rooting for or against Shanahan and Purdy on Sunday?
So full disclosure, when I'm locked in on the Niners, I want to win. I want to win.
Tapestry of insanity.
I want to win. During the game, it does not enter. My job does not interfere with the way I watch a football game. I'm watching the game. Uh-huh. I'm watching the game. I'm watching the game. But as soon as the final results are over, and the Niners don't have more points than the LA Rams, then I look at Anna, and I look at Baby Chess, and I look at Twitter, and I think to myself, oh, tomorrow's show's done, and we're going to have some fun, baby. Business will be booming.
So you go from normal, regular Bonte, and then you get into the booth, and you spin around, and you become Super Bonte, radio host extraordinaire.
There you go. There you go. There you go. But no, I'm not watching the game saying, boy, I hope the Niners. I would never, ever root against the Niners. I've never even bet against them.
Oh, I told you I've rooted against them.
No, I don't.
For draft position, absolutely. Well,
yeah, I don't.
Absolutely. End of the year. Absolutely.
I don't.
Lay down.
I don't. You know, 4-down territory. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. It's 9:40. But trust me, during the game, I want the Niners to kick the Rams' ass because I'm still pissed off about what they took from us a couple years ago. They got that one lousy-ass win in the NFC Championship game.
It's pretty big.
I know it was pretty big. And I got the third play of the game in my head right now for the Niners. Well, they forced the Rams into a 3-and-out. They get the ball. Third play, third down. Crowd's humming. It's like Rose Bowl or something. Aikman, the buck in the booth. Rocco and I stand up. I see Shasky, Papa Shasky up there. And Kittle bricks wide open. And I hear Rocco. He's got him. And he airmails it by 15. I said, boy, we got bad Jimmy today. I'm still ticked off about that. So I want to drop 50 on the Rams. I don't care who's playing. Bring Sean Drones back. Bring Torrey Smith back. Bring who's the receiver? Who do we have? Jeremy Curley. I don't care who's playing.
Steven Jackson.
I want to kick the Rams' ass so bad on Sunday, it's not even funny. But I'm just saying, we got a job to do, too.
You contradicted yourself in a matter of seconds.
I understand we have a job to do, too. I know I get the best out of Shasky when there's a loss.
Could you imagine me?
Red.
The playing game I'm saying to him, like for the Warriors playing game. You know, I really want the Warriors to win, but the businessman in me really needs Clay to go 0-4 so we can have way more to talk about.
You know what I would say? I understand your position. That's what I would say.
I want to see Mully's face when you say that next to him.
Hey, Mully is like, well,
ain't nothing you can do about it.
What does businessman Mully want?
You know what Mully would say? Well, it looks like I'm going to the Hamptons early this year. You know what Festus would say? Well, looks like I can go to Capo tomorrow instead of next week.
It's a rough life.
All right, 4-down territory.
When the stakes are high.
It's scary hours for teams out there playing the 49ers this year on Sundays.
And you need a play to be made.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
You are in 4-down territory.
Like
the
that,
four
Mr.
biggest
Bonte?
Takes of the weekend on the Morning Roast.
Oh, man. Hi, Sam Lubman, our fearless leader.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm sweating over here, man.
High level leader
Best
right
show
here.
Of the month for Bonte.
Solid today. All right. First down.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I need the sound for that, don't I? Here, hold on.
49ers.
As we
first down. Here.
First down.
There we go. First down.
Something else. This is something else, man. What is best for business?
All right, so guys, obviously, so the Niners and Rams, they're going to be in the afternoon slate, so you're going to have a few hours before the game to kill some time, so you're probably going to be locked in on that early slate of games.
I'm
so
not.
I'm curious, well, way to play along, Shasky. Which early slate game are you most going to be locked into this weekend?
For me, it's City Baseball. We got a practice game in the morning at Fairmont.
But in the alternate reality where you're locked into a game, though, what would you be on?
You'd be on Saints Eagles, right, Joe?
Saints Eagles, yeah. I'll definitely be watching that in my hand on YouTube TV.
There you go.
Some coach you are.
What?
You're locked into your players, man. You're locked into football.
Yeah, baseball moves slow. You can do both.
Oh, man. You know what? Eagles Saints is a really good one. Really good one. So the quad box would be up. Eagles Saints would be in one corner.
Mm-hmm.
Morning slot, I think. Chargers Steelers would be in one quarter because I do like watching Harbaugh coach teams and Tomlin. But the game to lock in on is Texans, Vikings, 2-0 versus 2-0. Darnold versus CJ Stroud. Is this a mirage for Sam Darnold? Is Brian Flores' scheme that real? Or is C.J. Stroud and Bobby Slowick going to be the game? Texans, yes, Steiny, Texans-Vikings 2-0 teams. Guys, don't get distracted.
All right, so the game I'm going
to
lock in.
Him telling you guys to not get distracted is just gold.
Cuts me off as I try to get my take. So I do like that Texans-Vikings game, Bonte, but I'm looking at that Chargers-Steelers game right now. That feels like two teams getting out to starts that are a little bit better maybe than we anticipated. I don't know. But
700 good, rushes in that game.
Seriously, a good battle, early battle for that seventh seed in the AFC. So I'm going to be locking in on Chargers-Steelers.
You guys are sleeping on the matchup of the morning. Is Caleb Williams going to be the guy or not? If he can't get it done against this Colts team, I don't know if he's ever going to get it done. Oof. Got the Bears heading to Indianapolis. Anthony Richardson has been all over the place. He makes some amazing plays every game, but he makes a lot of boneheaded ones. I'm looking Caleb to finally have his breakout performance, though, because I do believe that Bears defense is going to get after Anthony Richardson. So I'm looking at Bears-Colts, gentlemen.
That's a good game. That'd be in a quad box.
Not the human, but... the businessman in Trey Lance has got to be rooting against a lot of these young quarterbacks.
Second down.
Just to move him down the slot of big busts.
He's a high-level big bust is what he is.
You got Bryce Young on line one for Trey Lance. He ain't tripping.
All right, guys, second down.
Second down.
Going into week three, what team is already feeling really desperate right now and really needs a win this Sunday?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's the Rams. I mean, their season is on the brink. They've got an older quarterback that I do believe a variety of teams would make a move for. If you're Miami, and Stafford could be had, don't you have to?
It's possible.
If you're the Raiders, and Stafford could be had, and you win this weekend, don't you have to?
Gardner Minshew. Playing good football.
I have zero faith in him.
Only quarterback to throw for 250 plus in both games.
Ooh, talk that's to Spadone. Talk MVP to Spadone. The team that's desperate is Baltimore Ravens. They got to win in Dallas. They're 0-2. They can't fall too behind. They can't fall so far behind the Steelers. I know the Browns are 1-1. The Bengals are 1-1. The Ravens need to win bad, and they need it in Jerry's world. So I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens.
I mean, you could go Jacksonville at Buffalo. Like, that's your fault. You're staring 0-3 in the face, yeah, and you just paid Trevor all that money. Mm. That's a really big spot for them. But anytime you have to pivot to Andy Dalton in week three. I mean, it's the Carolina Panthers and Dave Canales. They put out a hype video surrounding Andy Dalton in their social media feed. Oh, the Carolina Panthers are all in on the red rifle. Yeah, that was the move 15 years ago when he was playing for TCU. Come on, man. What are we doing here? It's the Carolina Panthers that just reek of desperation.
I feel really bad for Bryce Young. Just in general, like really, really, really bad. I mean, the poor guy just, he's got a zero shot of success. I feel horrible for him. Like, I really do.
All right, then I'm going to go on a limb here for my desperate team. I'm going to put the Lions in the crosshairs, too. It was a very dream season for the Lions last year. They're America's team. Everyone loved them. This year, they got expectations on them now, and if they start off 1-2 and they lose to the Cardinals this weekend, all of a sudden it's like, oh, was last year just a one-off or are you guys not able to handle the pressure? But I don't know. But that conversation doesn't happen if they take care of business against Arizona this weekend.
There it is. All right. Third down. We got to get through these
last
two downs.
Third down.
By the way, shout out to our guy, Gordon Payne. He said he's DM because he's listening on getting Steph ready for training camp, and he gladly switched quarterback positions with the 49ers. He loves him some Brock Purdy. Of course, you got to pay him. That's from Brandon Payne, personal trainer.
So, Brandon Ayuk, from one Brandon to another, he's been in the spotlight for us this week. So, I'm curious, guys. Two games. That's what Herm said. That's all he needs. So, with Brandon Ayuk apparently up to speed now, he's going to be the feature guy. What kind of line does Brandon Ayuk need to put up on Sunday to get everyone off his case?
Oh. 6 for 75.
Oh, that's not going to do it. Oh, you're selling low.
Couple this key week, first downs.
This week, he needs 7 for a 120 and a touchdown.
He's only gone over 100 a couple of times.
He definitely needs at least a touchdown, though, in this
last
game.
Last year, he had 7 100-yard games, second to only Jerry Rice. Mm. That was last season. So 7 for a 120. and a touchdown for Brandon Ayuk.
I mean, potentially no Kittle, no Debo, and no McCaffrey. Yeah, you better. I mean, you think the heat's on him now? All the fantasy owners are going nuts right now. Right. His projection literally went up 3 points because of that Kittle report yesterday.
You think 6 for 75?
Yeah, I do.
Is settling the waters?
I don't think he's one of the top dudes. Like, he's going to break them. That's not his game. He's not a, like, break a tackle here and go for another 30 yards. I don't know, man. I just think that we're not reasonable on the – this is a guy who catches about 4.5 passes a game. You know, and so like 4.5 passes for like 75, 80 yards, like those are more in line with what you should expect.
Yeah, see, I need a little bit more from Ayuk. I think 100 yards, a touchdown, maybe even a second touchdown. You put that performance together and the Niners win. You go from why weren't you at camp to, oh man, we love Brandon Ayuk. Yeah. Fourth down.
We can't even use the
fourth down.
Real quick to add the third down because I'm going to get us a first down here. You can't even use the excuse that he's getting doubled this week. Nothing. He's got a ball. I don't care if he's getting triple teamed. Fans are going to expect him to play well and get over 100 yards this week. He's got a ball out.
And then really quick, guys, for fourth down, it's a college one. Cal, FSU, take your pick. Who's winning?
Cal, all day. But that running back better be healthy.
Need Jay not.
Okay. Yeah. Is he going to be?
I don't know. Actually, look that up really quick.
Yeah, he has to be healthy. He looks like he's a first two-round pick, like first or second-round pick.
That game kicks off at 4 o'clock. Damn, we'll be at the wedding.
That helps Cal, though, if it's an late afternoon. Yeah, probably. There, right?
I think he's already probable for Florida State.
Yeah, I think he's down. They're out there already. I think they arrived last night to Tallahassee. They're calling it Calahassee.
That's really good.
Woke Walker Stadium. Will Campbell.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good, too.
That's pretty good.
That's good, too.
If you, by the way, they're renovating
Doak Campbell, so you're not getting the full capacity there. There's a lot of empty seats because they're renovating it.
That's why.
So you don't have the camera hasn't been shaking this year. You noticed that, right? The camera hasn't been shaking.
That's why people aren't showing up.
DJ's so damn bad. I just need a new quarterback. I need a new quarterback. He's unwatchable. Unwatchable. Florida State is going to pull this out, though. Sorry, Bears. They're going to pull this out.
Loser, bro.
Cal loses a game, you expect them to win. It's been the history of Cal Berkeley. They're going to lose this game. Go ahead, Spadol.
Well, and they're traveling all the way on the East Coast. Like, is this their first true they went to Auburn, I guess. That was kind of one.
They went to SEC country.
Yeah, but that's just, Auburn stinks. They haven't been good since Gus Malzahn's been there. I mean, come on, please.
Look at that.
Or Gene Chizik, whoever the hell that was.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Good going knowledge. Way back.
I was real that's big on Gus Malzahn.
There you go.
The sweater. So
Cal's going to lose. I agree with Bonte on this. Unfortunately, I would love for them to win, but I don't think they will.
I love that Cal Twitter is this thing now that I didn't realize existed on the internet, and the AI stuff that they're putting out, these memes, these videos, it's hilarious.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Florida State football right now. Ooh.
My final thought is this, you know. We see it locally right now. There are some federal investigations that are going on.
Oh my God.
With certain politicians. And, you know, typically the feds take months, years to build a case up against anyone. I'd just like to thank the federal government and the federal agencies for cleaning up the Shohei Ohtani gambling thing within 24 hours.
To this guy.
The feds were trying to get Tony Soprano for a decade. Okay? That was in a TV show. But this is the truth. They have been wiretapping people for years and years and years. They go through bank accounts. But thank you. Thank you, the federal agencies out there, for opening and shut case on the Shohei Ohtani gambling conspiracy, because of course Shohei knew nothing about it. Because without that, we would not be gifted the 50-50. So thank you, federal government.
51-51 now.
Joe Davis, Spectrum Sports, by the way.
Thank you, Spadoni. Kamiga has a quote. Kyle Kamiga, I guess, caught up with Jonathan Kamiga in the SF Standard. Kamiga, using a quote, I think it's very appropriate for today. Everybody's got their time when God opens their doors. My door isn't open yet. At some point, it's going to be open. God does have a plan. I think God plans for the 49ers to win on Sunday. For the sanity of this show. For the sanity of this show. To calm the waters.
Speaking of Cal, and like Cal always loses when you like want them to win. Something tells me Andy Dalton's going to provide a spark for the Panthers this weekend against the Raiders. He's 4-0 in his career. against the Raiders, whether that's in Las Vegas or Oakland. I think the spread right now is 5.5 points.
I think it dropped, right?
People, money's coming in on the Panthers and Andy Dalton. This game, it's the Raiders home opener. I'm nervous. I'm Joe Shasky. I'm nervous about this one.
Yeah, I would be too. Week 3 is going to be fascinating, boy. If Kittle doesn't play, I'm worried about the game, about the show. It may be one of those instances where I lie to everybody saying, you know what, if they lose, I'm not coming in on Monday.
But you, Bonte Hill, will never lie to us.
I, Bonte Hill, will never lie to you ever again.
My final thought is it's a simple. I like to see Go Bears. I like to see Cal go in and put Florida State into 0-4. But I'm also going to be looking at that Miami-South Florida game, not taking that one for granted. We just saw South Florida give Alabama the business a couple weeks ago. When Florida schools meet, unless it's, you know, in Gainesville, they're out the records, man. It's real. It's real. So go Canes, go Bears. Really looking forward to October 5th.
Hey, slow down over there. Shasky, is this true? You listened to sports radio your whole life, and I did too, but there's a lot of shows I missed. Austin Zadelze says, Ratnitz will always say, it's a better show if the team loses. Is that true?
I don't remember that particular line.
I would rather be the White Sox.
He would always say, who makes you lean forward?
A loss.
Yeah, no, but he would talk about like players.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You
know,
and he would always like, Benji Molina doesn't make me lean forward. And he was right.
He was right. You can say that about the 2024 Giants.
Does Brock Purdy make Bonte lean forward?
Oh, he does. He does indeed. Vertical passing game. Concepts. Jay Gruden. Peterson. Morrison not feeling it. Sandy Goo. For all the people who were not feeling us today, we're gone. Have a great weekend. That was Fast 5. Xfinity Fast 5. Oh, wait, wrong read. That was Fast 5 brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Have a great weekend, everybody.
He's a high-level loser, bro.
How do you like that, Mr. Bonte?